guitar just shrank.
Okay, so.
All right, so we're going to get Caroline Jones back up here. This is,
yes.
And her lovely 12-string guitar. It's connected to you.
He won't give up. He really wants this guitar.
No, I just like
every night
looking at the guitar and watching you play it. And you introduce this and tell them what's happening because I'm too taken away with the guitar.
Well, I'm just going to talk long enough to hand it over to Caroline because she knows more about this than anybody. But I will say what a privilege it has been to watch this young lady blossom from the time that I met her till now. She was unbelievably talented. She's still that much more talented, that much more together. And Jimmy and I had the privilege of writing a song for her.
That's right.
And she's doing us the honor of playing it with us this evening. I'll give it to you, Caroline.
Aw. God, I could cry. Mac was my first mentor in Nashville, way before I knew Jimmy. And then obviously when Jimmy bought Mantour, my whole life changed. And it was the biggest platform I've had to date. And that was 2018, I think.
Yeah.
And then halfway through that tour, towards the end of the year, I got to tour with Jimmy and the Coral Reefer Band for the entire year. It was so awesome. And for half of that, it was just me and my guitar every night.
Yeah.
Opening for you in front of 30,000 parrot heads. Total dream come true. And then about halfway through the tour, Jimmy came to me and said that he had this idea for a song called Gulf Coast Girl that he and Mac were writing and that he had me in mind to sing it. And I was just blown away and very honored, obviously, as you would be. And then I'll never forget the day that Jimmy came over. I had the work tape of Gulf Coast Girl that you'd sent me, Mac, and Jimmy came over to our studio and he took me through every single line of the song about every town along the Gulf Coast and anecdotes from his life, his personal life, his touring life, and what every single place means to him and to Mac. And gosh, there were so many good ones, and they're all in the song. And then at the time that we cut the song, I was actually touring with Kenny Chesney, so he jumped on the song. And our friend Lucas Nelson. So the whole thing is a complete pinch me moment for me, as you can imagine, to have Mac, Jimmy, Kenny Chesney, and Lucas Nelson on a song that Mac and Jimmy wrote for you. And so this is Gulf Coast Girl.
Yeah.
good.